On this Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra and Concert, music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin conducts works by Britten and Strauss along with Mahler's Fourth Symphony. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the German soprano in the Mahler work is singing a piece that is revered in her homeland.
The soloist in Mahler's Fourth Symphony shows up in the last movement to sing Das himmlische Leben. The lovely paradise describes a child's vision of heaven, but soprano Christiane Karg says that in the context of this symphony, the song's naive simplicity is tinged with more than a touch of cynicism.
It's all sarcastic because it's not as happy as they want the paradise to be.
And you sing it in that way?
You have to find a middle way because the poem is very soft and then you have to find something. And for me, the beauty and the voice of an angel is more important than the very rude and sarcastic thing. And the music is so beautiful that you just have to go with the music. So there's not so much you can put in it. It should be very simple.
Karg describes the piece as being amongst the most troublesome to perform in her native Germany. Germans know Das himmlische Leben and its Mahler setting so well, they treat it with a reverence usually reserved for more overtly spiritual works such as the Brahms Requiem.
It means a lot to us because we grew up with this music and it's more special to you and it's also a bit untouchable.
Not so in America, says Karg, where orchestras approach the work as a piece of music without any cultural baggage attached.
And they go with a lot of freshness in it, and this is very interesting for me also. It's not, you have to do like that way.
Yannick Nézet-Séguin conducts Mahler's Fourth Symphony featuring soprano Christiane Karg in the Philadelphia Orchestra in Concert this Sunday afternoon on WRTI. The program also features works by Britten and Strauss.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.